好，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
确实就像诗歌所唱的，确实就像我们弟兄所说的，主用他的爱再一次把我们带到他的面前。
Just like the hymn and just like our brother shared, that God uses his love to bring us to himself.
我想我们都知道我们今天处在一个非常特殊的时期当中。
We know that we all live in an unprecedented time.
我想我们比任何的时候我们都需要神的怜悯。
All the more we need God's mercy.
我们需要主把我们再带到他的面前。
We need our Lord to bring us once again to himself.
我们比任何的时候都需要再来经历主向着我们的爱。
And more than any other times, we need to experience the Lord's love towards us.
愿我们今天又有一次机会我们能够真实的转向他。
That today will be another opportunity that we truly turn our hearts toward him.
叫我们能够被硬披在他的同在里。
That we can be under his presence, to be protected in his presence.
好像洪水来的时候我们是一批进到方舟里的人。
That when the floods come, that we are one to enter into the ark.
我今天没有一个具体的题目跟弟兄姊妹们交通。
Today I do not have a specific topic to fellowship with you.
但是我有点负担愿意从雅歌的第一章一到四节来交通一点我们今天需要被主恢复与他的关系。
But I would like to share my burden through the Song of Songs chapter 1 verses 1 through 4, our relationship with our Lord.
愿我们能够一同默想在主面前。
That we can come and ponder this before him.
一同来亲近他。
That we can experience him together.
我们一起翻到雅歌。
Let's turn to the Song of Solomon.
我们从雅歌第一章第一节读到第四节。
Okay, we'll read from chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
雅歌第一章第一节到第四节。所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美，你的膏油清香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine, because of the fragrance of your good ointments. Your name is ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love you. Draw me away, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers.We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you.
然后我们再读以弗所书第二章。
And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians 2:10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
以弗所书这里给我们看见他说我们原是他的工作。
Ephesians here shows us that we are his workmanship.
如果我们去看这个工作的原文我们就知道在希腊文里面这工作叫 poema.
And in, the workmanship in Greek is poema.
所以我们知道英文当中诗的英文叫就是 poem.
And in English, when it is poem.
Poem, okay. 所以这个词它有诗的意思在里面。
And this word has the, a meaning of poem in it.
所以保罗在这里给我们看见今天神在基督里面向着我们有一个旨意。
So Paul shows to us that in Christ Jesus, the Lord has a purpose.
就是要把我们这一生做成一首诗歌。
That our life is to be made like a poem.
叫我们今天在地上的生活，我们所遭遇的环境，我们面临的各样的选择，能够成为在神手中的一首诗歌。
that what we go through in life or experience can become like a poem before God.
并且是能够被传唱出来，能够被彰显出来的。
That it can be sung and it can be manifested.
让我们这一生能够成为一首见证他的诗歌。
That our entire life can be a poem to testify him.
见证他的真实，见证他的美德。
To testify of his truthness and also his goodness.
见证他的作为。
And his works.
好叫我们这一生能够把荣耀归给他。
That our life we can give glory to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是神今天把我们留在地上的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose that the Lord has still kept us on this earth.
如果我们今天能够被主开眼睛看见这件事情，我们就要发现我们的人生是非常有价值的。
That if the Lord should open our eyes that we see this, then we can see how meaningful our life is. This,
是非常宝贵的。
It's very precious.
所以雅各这一本书就是圣灵借着所罗门王和苏拉密女的爱情的故事。
So the Song of Songs is the Holy Spirit through the love relationship between Solomon and the Sulamite.
写成一首诗歌。
And wrote it into a song.
启示我们今天这一条生命的路，得胜的路应当如何走。
To reveal to us this life of witnessing and the life of overcoming life, how we should walk this life.
我们这一首诗歌在神的手中是如何写成的？
And how this poem of our life has been written before him.
神如何一步一步把我们带上这一条得胜的路？
How the Lord one step at a time brings us into this way of overcoming.
我们再翻回雅各。
Let's turn back to the Song of Solomon.
我们看见雅各 他开头他说所罗门是歌中的雅各。
In the beginning, it says the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
我们知道所罗门是预表得荣耀的基督。
We know that Solomon represents he's a type of the glorified Christ.
坐在宝座上的基督。
That he is the Christ that is on the throne.
我们晓得主耶稣是从天上降到地上为人的。
We know that our Lord Jesus came, the Word became flesh on this earth.
他完成了父神的旨意，钉死在十字架上。
That he completed the will of the Father and he was nailed to the cross.
并且他死里复活，最后升到高天，进入荣耀中。
So he resurrected and he was ascended and entered into glory.
并且坐在父神的右边。
And he stood at the right hand side of the Father.
也就是说主耶稣他行完了这一条十字架的路就得着了荣耀。
That our Lord Jesus Christ have finished walking the way of the cross and received glory.
因此我们看见这一首歌是从得荣耀的基督从宝座中发出来的歌。
That this song is given from the throne, from the glorified Christ.
当我们看见这一位坐在宝座上得荣耀的主，我们就晓得神的工作已经完成。
When we see him who is seated on the throne in glory, then we know that the will of the Father will of God has been accomplished.
他已经得胜了。
He already overcome.
我们知道，当主得荣耀坐在宝座上。
When the Lord received glory and is seated on the throne,
圣灵就从宝座上浇灌下来。
And the Holy Spirit is being poured from the throne.
这是在《使徒行传》里面给我们看见。
We see that in Acts.
所以基督的身体就在地上被建立。
And the body of Christ is being built up on earth.
所以我们就晓得今天我们属灵的经历，包括我们教会的建造，是从基督的得胜，是从基督得荣耀开始的。
And so we know that our spiritual experience and also the building up of the church is starts when Christ is on the throne and receives glory.
我们属灵经历的根据和那个源头是这一位基督。
And the basis and the origin of our spiritual experience is this Christ who's on the throne.
如果他没有做成这个工作，
if he has not accomplished his work,
如果他没有得着荣耀,
if he didn't receive glory,
我们就不可能走在地上的路。
Then we are unable to walk this path on this earth.
是因着他得胜了，并且我们在他里面得着了这一个得胜的地位，我们才能够走今天在地上的路。
It's because he has already overcome, and we in him, then we can walk this over on this path.
以至于今天我们在地上所行的这个地位是稳固的。
And that is why our position on this earth, our walk is firm.
这个要成为我们里面最根本的力量和那个盼望的源泉。
And this is the source of our strength and our hope.
我们再多来看一处圣经，我们翻到启示录。
And let us turn to Revelation.
启示录的第十二、十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.
我们看见这里有十四万四千人。
We see that here it has 144,000.
我们知道他们是一般得胜者。
We know they are the overcomers.
我们看见他们被提到宝座面前唱这一首无人能学的新歌。
We see that they were brought before the throne and they sang a song that no one could learn.
也就是说他们在地上走过了这一条十字架的路，走过了这一条得胜的路，最后回到宝座面前唱这一首歌。
So they have walked this way of the cross and they, at the end, they're at the throne singing this new song.
所以我们就知道我们这一首歌是从宝座发出又回到宝座。
We know that the song is come from the throne and goes back to the throne.
并且我们也看见，如果今天我们能够靠着主，我们的灵能够被带到宝座面前。
And we know too that we can lean on our Lord and our spirit be brought before the throne.
我们能够连于主，我们能够连于主的得胜。
We can be joined with our Lord and joined with his victory.
我们今天也能够唱这一首。
And we too can sing the song today.
并且这个要成为我们今天在地上的见证。
And this is our testimony on the earth.
所以愿我们都能够听见雅各说，所罗门的歌是歌中的雅各。
And may we all hear that the song of songs which is Solomon's.
愿我们一同来仰望这一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That we look to the one who is the author and finisher of all faith.
好，我愿意开始交通几个重，从第二节开始交通几个啊比较我们比较根基性的我们属灵的经历。
I'd like to share from verse 2 onward some foundational spiritual experiences.
我们先来读第二节，雅各第一章第二节。
Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
这里的苏拉利米他说，愿我的王与我亲嘴。
Here the Sulamite said, let my king kiss me.
这个亲嘴，在这个亲嘴的意思就是有彼此相合、彼此亲密的意思。
And this kiss here represents the reconciliation.
And the fellowship.
And fellowship.
所以这雅各第一开始就给我们看见苏拉米尼愿意和这一位主有一个交通。
And here, the Song of Songs shows to us that the Sulamite wants to have this fellowship with the king.
所以我们就知道与主的和好，与主的交通是我们属灵经历的一切的根基和中心。
So we know that this, our reconciliation with the Lord and our fellowship with the Lord, that's the very, center, of our relationship with God.
我们属灵的经历是从我们与主的关系开始的。
And our spiritual experience begins with the relationship with our Lord.
是从这个中心开扩散的。
It starts from this center.
如果我们今天离开了与主正常的关系。
If today we were to depart from this normal relationship with the Lord,
我们就不会有真实属灵的经历。
Then we are unable to have true spiritual experiences.
即便我们在外面能够有一些对的表现，但是实在说来，这些不能算作是属灵的经历。
Maybe on outwardly, you know, we can have some expression that is correct, but these are not spiritual experiences.
所以今天我们要来看重我们与主的关系和与主的交通。
So we have to bear importance of our relationship with our Lord and our fellowship with Him.
过于我们外面所要做的。
More, far more than what we were to do on outward.
第二个，他给我们看见，他说：“因你的爱情比酒更美。”
And it also says, "For your love is better than wine."
也就是说，我们与主的这个关系是一个爱的关系。
That our relationship with the Lord is a relationship of love.
我们与主的爱是那个关系的根基，也是那一个关系的内容。
That our love is the foundation and the substance of this relationship.
并且是我们这个关系的目标和结果。
And also the goal and the end of our relationship.
在主的爱中，我们里面的惧怕就被除去。
Because our in His love, and there is no fear.
在主的爱中，我们能够抵挡仇敌的控告。
And in His love, we can be against the enemy's accusation.
主的爱也胜过我们里面的死亡。
And His love also overcomes the death in us.
在他的爱里，我们才能够得着真正的满足。
And only in His love can we have true satisfaction.
也唯有他的爱能够救我们脱离世界的吸引。
And only His love can deliver us from all the attractions of the world.
那我愿意能够，我愿意交通一点，就是说，主，我们如何能够与神和好？
And I want to share how we can be reconciled with God.
我们再多读一处圣经，我们来看诗篇第二章。
We'll look at Psalm chapter 2.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福。
Is the son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
然后我们再翻到诗篇九十篇。
And Psalm 90.
第七到第九节。
Verses 7 through 9.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath.We spend our years as a tale that is told.
所以我们发现，虽然雅歌里面给我们看到我们与爱，我们与神的关系是一个爱的关系。
Even though the Song of Songs show to us that our relationship with God is a relationship of love.
但是今天我们能够与神和好，主的这个爱，它不是一个肤浅的爱。
But to be reconciled with God, this love of our Lord is not a shallow love.
主的爱是根植于他的公义。
This love is based on His righteousness.
我们进入主爱的交通之前，我们常常是先经历到他的怒气。
We often experience His wrath before we experience His love.
我们看见摩西这里。
We see that Moses.
他讲到神的怒气。
When Moses here speaks of God's wrath,
我们看见摩西是一个晓得神怒气的人。
Moses is one who know of God's wrath.
弟兄姊妹，我们要问，我们晓得神的怒气吗？
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, do we know the wrath of God?
也许我们要说，我们其实不能完全晓得。
Maybe we have to say we do not truly know the wrath of God.
因为今天如果我们完全晓得的话， 我们这个人可能就沉沦，就灭亡了。
Because if we know, then maybe we would have already been destroyed.
但是我们都承认说，我们也都晓得一点。
But we have to admit that we all know a little of it.
因为摩西这里讲，他说我们的罪孽摆在你面前，我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Because Moses said here, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance.
当我们活在我们的罪中的时候，
when we live in our iniquities,
当我们远离神的时候，
when we are far from him,
我们里面就失去了安息，
then we lose that peace within.
我们里面没有满足，
and we lose that true satisfaction.
我们心中可能充满了愁苦。
And our hearts are filled with sorrows.
我们也因着我们所犯的罪以及那个罪的后果受尽许多的苦楚。
And because of our sins, we suffer.
神的管教就落在我们身上。
And God's discipline come upon us.
所以我们知道我们都经历过神的怒气在我们身上。
And we all know that we experience some of God's wrath.
但是我们发现神的怒气这背后的用意并不是要灭毁灭我们。
But God, when he shows us his wrath, the purpose is not to destroy us.
而是要我们能够有机会能够回转。
That is for us to have an opportunity to turn around.
我们再来看第十一节，我们读那个摩西九诗篇里诗篇里面十一节我们读到十四节。
Psalm chapter 90 from 11 through 14.
谁晓得你怒气的权势，谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Who know the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days.That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
所以我们看见，当我们真的经历一点神的怒气。
So we see when we experience a little of God's wrath.
当我们离开神，远离神。
When we stray away, we are far from him.
我们被主管教了。
And we are disciplined by the Lord.
我们里面才能像摩西这样说，懂得一点敬畏神。
Then we can, like Moses, to have the fear of the Lord.
我们才能够懂得像摩西这里说，得着一颗智慧的心。
That like Moses, that we have our, apply our hearts unto wisdom.
我们才知道我们需要转向他。
Then we know we ought to return to him.
所以我们看见我们转向他很多时候是因着主的这个公义，主的怒气把我们带到他的面前。
And oftentimes we see that we are returned because of his righteousness and his wrath.
但是当我们转向他的时候，
But when we return,
他也转向我们。
He also turned to us.
当我们转到神面前的时候，我们要像摩西说这里说的，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱。
And when we return to the Lord, we want to say like Moses, "Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy."
当我们转到神面前，我们就被他的爱充满。
When we return to God, then we'll be filled with his love.
如同晨光一般照到我们心中。
And just like the morning sun, it will shine into our hearts.
那个时候，主就将他十字架的救恩活化在我们面前。
And the Lord will show to us, make a life that work on the cross.
我们看见主为我们死。
And we see our Lord died for us.
耶和华使我们的罪孽归在他身上。
And the Lord caused our sin to be upon him.
我们看见他流出他的血来挽救我们。
That he shed his blood in order to save us.
当我们在他面前认罪悔改的时候。
When we confess our sins and repent.
我们就经历到主完全照着我们的本相接纳我们。
Then we experience that just as we are, the Lord received us.
原来他一直就在那边等我们。
And all along he has been waiting for us.
我们才明白原来他怒气的背后原来也是对我们的爱。
That we begin to understand that behind all his wrath is his love toward us.
摩西他说使我们早早饱得你的慈爱。
Moses said to satisfy us early with thy mercy.
这个早早是啊早晨的意思。
This early meant at, you know, at more early morning, the dawn.
也就是说是经过黑夜的。
Which means to say that it's through, the night.
是经过管教的。
It's through discipline.
是经过无望的经历的。
It's through hopelessness.
当我们这样子回到主的面前。
When we come to back, return back to the Lord, in such circumstances.
他的爱能够使我们保住。
His love can satisfy us.
他的爱医治拯救我们。
His love can heal us and save us.
他的爱不但挽回我们，也把我们从黑暗的权势底下拯救出来。
Not only his love, redeem us, but he also deliver us from the darkness.
把我们的脚步引到平安的路上。
And he also lead our steps to, unto peace.
我们再多看一处圣经，我们看何西阿书。
We will look at Hosea.
何西阿书第十章。
Hosea chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
他这里说，你们要为自己栽种公义。就能收割慈爱。
It says here, sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话很好，就概括了我们整一个我们回到主面前的经历。
It shows to us our experience of returning back to the Lord.
所以我们就知道，今天主的爱不是廉价的，不是没有代价的，也不是没有原则的。
And our love, the love of our God, we see that it is not cheap, it's not without principle.
他的爱是扎根于他的公义。
His love is rooted in his righteousness.
爱是他公义的结果。
And the love is the result, the end of his righteousness.
我想这个就是我们每一个重生得救的人初初信主得救的时候的经历。
And I believe that this is the experience of all who have been born again.
但是这里这位苏拉密女她说 Let him kiss me with kisses of his mouth.
And the Shulamite said that let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
他说是 kisses of his mouth, 是复数的。
It's a plural, in plural, it's kisses of his mouth.
所以我们今天不能只是得救的时候有这个经历。
So we cannot just have this experience, at the time when we are saved.
这乃是一个持续不断的经历。
It is a continual experience.
弟兄姊妹，神的震怒正在地上发作。
Brothers and sisters, the wrath of God is showed forth right now.
我们是否应当转回以嘴亲子呢
？That we should return and kiss him with the kisses.
我们是否以前曾经想过，我们什么时候能够更亲近他，什么时候能够更爱他呢
？Have we thought about that when can we draw close to him and to love him even more?
弟兄姊妹，不是现在，又要等到什么时候
？Brothers and sisters, if it is not now, then when?
今天就是回转的时候。
And today is the time that we return to Him.
今天就是我们栽种公义、收割慈爱的时候。
Today is when we sow righteousness and reap mercy.
环境越是艰难。前途越是不明，我们越是软弱，我们就越应当从深处发出这样的呼声。
And the more difficulties in our circumstances and in our environment, and the more weak we are, the more we need to cry out to the Lord.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你便在道中灭亡。
That we ought to kiss him without with kisses, that lest he show forth his wrath.And we are destroyed.
愿今天他的爱再来摸着我们。
May his love touch our hearts again.
然后我们来到第三节。
And we come to verse 3.
你的名如同倒出来的香膏， 所以众童女都爱你。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointment, your name is ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love you.
这个给我们看见我们因着圣灵的浇灌所带下来的这一个我们与主的交通的一个性质。
We see, our basis of the fellowship with the Lord, because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
当我们从心里面我们接受主的救恩。
When from our hearts we receive the salvation of the Lord,
圣灵就浇灌在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit is poured into us.
他重生了我们。
And he regenerated us.
并且他把他的名也赐给我们。
And he also gives to us his name.
当我们重生得救的时候，我们真的经历说主的名是清香的，主的名是甘甜的。
When we are born again, we experience, yes, indeed, the name of our Lord is sweet.
但弟兄姊妹们，在这一个经历里面，代价的是一个非常重大的意义。
For brothers and sisters, it brings about a great meaning.
我们知道主耶稣基督的名就代表他主自己。
Because we know the name of our Lord Jesus represents himself.
也就是说当圣灵浇灌在我们里面的时候，他就把他的自己赐给了我们。
That when the Holy Spirit pour out to us, he gave himself to us.
我们知道在旧约里面摩西问到耶和华说你的名字叫什么呢？
We know that in the Old Testament when Moses asked the Lord, what is your name?
神说我是那自由拥有的。
And God said, I am.
原文里面讲 I am, 我是。
In original text, it's I am.
这个我是主耶稣基督来到地上把这一个我是的内容完全的启示出来。
And this I am was manifested through our Lord Jesus Christ on the earth.
约翰告诉我们从来没有人见过神。
And John told us nobody has seen the Lord, seen God himself.
唯有神怀里的独生子。把它表明出来。
And only the only begotten Son of God is in his bosom.
所以在约翰福音里面我们看见主有七次宣告我是。
And in the gospel according to John, the Lord Jesus said, I am in seven cases.
他说我是生命的粮。
He said, I'm the bread of life.
我是世界的光。
I'm the light of the world.
我是羊的门。
I'm the door of the sheep.
我是好牧人。
I'm the good shepherd.
我是复活。
I am resurrection.
我是真葡萄树。
I'm the true vine.
我是道路、真理和生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
所以主耶基督将这一位独一真神名字所代表的那一个所是彰显出来。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ manifested God whose name is I am.
他把他的性情他的丰富完全的表现出来。
He manifested, expressed the nature and fullness of God.
不但是这样。
And not only this.
他还把他的所事他的性情借着圣灵分享给我们。
That through the Holy Spirit, he shared the I am and the nature of that I am for us.
我们在这七个我事里面我们就看见每一个都是与我们发生直接的关系。
And through all these seven I am, we have a very direct relationship.
比如说主说我是生命的粮。
And the Lord says I'm the bread of life.
也就是说他是我们属灵生命的供应属灵生命的那个源头。
That he is the source and supply of our spiritual life.
当我们与他有交通的时候。
When we fellowship with him.
我们的生命才会长大。
Then our lives can grow.
他说我是好牧人。
He said, I'm a good shepherd.
是他亲自来带我们走这条属灵生命的道路。
And he himself lead us on this spiritual way.
我们在与他的交通中他来引导我们。
And he leads us as we fellowship with him.
我们也可以安息在他的引导下面。
And we can rest in his leading.
所以我们就看见圣灵的浇灌和内住是将基督的荣美基督的所事启示在我们里面。
So we see that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to show forth Christ's beauty in us.
交通在我们里面。
And to fellowship it in us.
把它分享在我们里面。
He share with us.
成为我们的经历。
And to become our experience.
让他的心思、他的感觉、他的喜恶、他的倾向，都借着这一个生命交通在我们里面。
That his mind and his desires, all of his can be fellowship in with us.
因此这里他说，你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
And so it says that his name is like oil and pour forth.
所以我们就知道，今天我们和主的交通，那一个性质是非常的独特的。
So we know that the nature of this fellowship is very special.
是让我们能够认识经历，并且有份于他的性情。
That we can know and experience and have a part in his nature.
约翰在约翰一书里面有一个更加形象的描绘，在第一章。
And in 1 John,
他说，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life.
然后我们看第三节，我们所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们交通、相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能轻看我们今天从圣灵所得着的这一个与神的交通。
So brothers and sisters, do not take it lightly, this fellowship that we can have with God through the Holy Spirit.
这一个交通是神独独赐给人的特权。
And this is the privilege that God has given to us.
这个交通是非常非常宝贵的。
This fellowship is very precious.
我想我从另外一个角度再多讲一点。
I want to share from a different perspective.
我们知道在腓立比书里面，圣经给我们看见神主耶稣在主耶稣升到高天，神把那个超乎万民的之上的名赐给他。
That we know in Philippians it shows to us that when our Lord is resurrected and ascended, the Lord God has given him the name above all names.
叫一切天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称他是主。
That all in heaven and on earth and even down, that they would, all would bow down their knees to
and claim he is
and claim that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们就知道他的名是至高的。
And we know that his name is a name above all names.
并且一切的受造之物都认得他的名。
That all creation knows his name.
都敬拜他。
And all worship him.
那么在所有的受造之物中，我们知道天使是最高的一个受造。
And we know of all creation that the angels are the highest.
他比我们人的地位要高。
And the angels and positions are higher than man.
并且我们知道在圣经里面给我们看见那个基路伯是昼夜的敬拜神。
That the cherubim worship God day and night.
并且说圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华。
And it cried out, holy, holy, God Almighty.
我们知道天使在基本上所有的方面都要胜过我们人。
We know that basically the angels are above us in most of the things.
天使是服役的灵。
They are helpers.
所以除了那个三分之一堕落的那个天使我们不讲。
Other than,
天使是受造之物里面最顺服的。
Other than the one-third fallen angels who we are not going to touch, but angels themselves, they are the most submissive.
他们顺服是最快的。
They are the fastest in submission.
只要神有个命令，他们马上就顺服，马上就把它做成。
As long as the Lord has given order, they would obey immediately.
并且他们的顺服是完全的。
Then their submission is complete.
没有情感的偏见的。
There's no this prejudice out of feelings.
但是我们知道我们人是受造之物中最悖逆的。
And we know that we, men, are the most rebellion among the creation.
我们常常是不顺服。
And oftentimes we are not submissive.
即便我们真的顺服，我们顺服的非常慢。
And even when we submit, we're very slow to submit.
我们也很难是一个绝对的顺服。
And it's hard for us to have that absolute submission.
并且我们常常带着我们自己的偏见和我们情感的倾向。
And oftentimes we bring with it our prejudice and from our feelings and emotions.
我们也知道天使是受到之物中最智慧最有能力的。
We know the angels are the most wise, most powerful among creation.
他只要去做事的话他的效率是最高的。
And they're very efficient when they do something.
我们知道他在埃及当时他一夜之间就击杀了埃及地所有的长子。
And in one night, the angel of destroyed all the firstborn of Egypt.
我们人的能力和智慧非常的有限。
And our man's wisdom and power strength is very limited.
我们的聪明也比不上他们。
And we are not as intelligent as them.
还有天使，他是在这个创世以前，他这个就是说创世纪里面讲到恢复地之前。他就已经受到。
And before the earth is restored, the angels are already there.
也就是说，他们从他们观看神的作为，看的是非常非常久。
They have observed God's works for a very long time.
他们把整一个宇宙的历史到现在神的作为全部都看过。
They know the history and the works of God throughout this, the universe.
但是我们人最多也只能活到70、80。
But we men, at the most, we live to 70, 80.
我们一生不见得能看多少神的作为。
And our entire life, we cannot really see much of God's works.
所以如果我们去思想，我们就会发现我们每一个点我们都比不上天使。
And when we think we are not as good as the angels in many points.
所以当我想到这个的时候，我就想，我们其实我们人啊，我们弟兄姊妹就不需要再去比谁更顺服了。
Then when I thought about this, like brothers and sisters, we do not need to compare who's more submissive.
谁做事做得最好？
Who does the best,
因为天使永远超过我们。
Because the angels are always beyond us.
但是我们看到虽然天使他在各方面都胜过我们。
Indeed, the angels, they surpass us in all of these things.
但是他们永远无法进入与神的名发生一个直接的关系。
But they can never enter and have that fellowship, direct relationship with the name of God.
因为他们不是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Because they're not created in the image of God.
他们无法在经历上在感觉上来认识神的性情。
They are unable to, through their experience, to experience the nature of God.
他们永远只能是客观的来看，客观的来认识，永远无法主观进入。
They can only look at it objectively and have objective knowledge of it. They cannot have subjective experience.
虽然他们昼夜侍奉神，他们也听到神的声音，他们也看到神的作为。他们甚至是顺服神的命令，但是他们不能够真正的体会神的心意。
Even though day and night they see the works of God, but yet they can never experience Him.
而我们知道，我们人比天使要微小。
We know that we are smaller than the angels.
但是神今天拣选人，拣选教会，作为承受他生命性情的那个器皿。
But yet the Lord today choose man and have a church that would express his nature.
他把他的灵赐给我们，把他的性情和生命放在我们里面。
He has bestowed unto us his spirit and he put his life, his nature in us.
并且保罗告诉我们非常奇妙，他说神要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
And Paul tells us that through man he will show forth to the principalities and God all of his wisdom.
就是借着我们这一般不顺服、软弱、没有智慧的人。
And through us who are not submissive and we are weak and we are not wise through men like us.
给天使看。
To let the angels see.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样想，我们就知道我们重生得救这件事是了不得的事情。
And brothers and sisters, if you look at this, then you see how amazing our regeneration is.
今天人我们可以从头脑上听明白一些关于主的事情。
Today men can understand some, you know, things about God.
我们可以想象主是什么样。
We can imagine.
我们可以也可以甚至在外面能够有一个非常敬虔的表现。
And even though outwardly, yes, we can have, like, we can show for piety.
但是今天如果圣灵没有浇灌在我们里面，他没有重生我们。
But if today the Holy Spirit is not being poured into us and that didn't regenerate us,
我们还是不能认识他。
Then we still cannot know him.
尼弟兄在讲到重生的时候，他这样讲。
When Brother Nee speaks about regeneration, he says he shared this.
他说圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit bears witness with us, that we are children of God. That's what I call.
但不必告诉人这点。
When Brother Nee said we do not need to tell people this.
他们要就知道，要就不知道。
They can know it or, you know, they choose not to know it.
若有神的生命，他就能借着圣灵知道他。
If the person has the life of God, then through the Holy Spirit, he will know it.
我很难过的说，好些人祷告时，在他们里面既无罪的感觉。
I'm sad to say that when many pray, they do not have that sense of sin in them.
也无向神的爱。
They do not have the love for the Lord.
人只能形容他们的祷告是天使的祷告。
Man can only describe it as those are prayers of angels.
因为在他们的祷告里没有神儿女祷告的特征。
Because there is not that, 特征。
There is no characteristic.
There is no characteristic of the prayer of God's children.
所以今天我们看见我们今天走的路绝对不是外面的路。
So we know that the path we walk today is not that of outward.
今天我们最美的祷告还比不上天使的祷告。
Even our most beautiful prayer cannot be compared to the angel.
今天我们最好的顺服也比不上天使的顺服。
And our best submission will never be able to be compared to that of the angels.
我们今天最好的恩赐也比不上天使。
Our best gifts are incomparable to the angels too.
所以我们今天看见今天神要我们的眼光所看重的不是外面的。
So the Lord wants us to focus not on the outward.
如果今天我们的眼光仍然是看重外面的，我们可能没有办法真正进入神今天要我们得着的。
If today our eyes are still fixed on that which is outward, then we cannot receive what the Lord wants us to.
今天真正宝贵的是什么？
But what is precious today?
就是我们今天里面的生命有多明亮。
And how bright the light within us is.
我们与他有多亲密。
How close we are with him.
我们有多遇见他。
How much we encounter him.
我们有多认识他。
How much do we know him.
我们有多能够让他的生命从我们里面流露出来。
How much of his life can outflow from us.
唯有是这样子代价的顺服，唯有是这样子代价的跟随主，才能够像雅歌里面说的，让众童女都爱你。
Only such submission and such following of the Lord can cause us to say just like the Song of Solomon that all the virgins love you.
所以我想总结一下第二章，第二节和第三节。
I want to conclude the verse 2 and verse 3.
就是我们今天靠着主十字架的救恩，我们与神和好。
That through the cross that we have been reconciled with God.
并且借着圣灵在我们里面的重生，带下这一个与神交通的实际。
That through the regeneration of the Holy Spirit brings about that reality of fellowship with God.
这个是我们今天走这条属灵道路的根基。
This is the foundation of our spiritual path.
所以求主来恢复我们和他这一个正常的关系。
That the Lord restore this relationship with him.
如果今天我们跟他的关系不正常。
If our relationship is not normal.
我们没有活在这一个交通的实际里面。
If we do not live in this reality of this fellowship.
那我们的生活仍然是在律法和宗教的底下。
Then our living will still be under religion and under law.
求主鉴察我们，也求主来归正我们。
And may the Lord search us and correct us.
好，我接下来交通第二个经历。
And I'll just share with you the second spiritual experience.
就是爱慕主。
And it's to desire and love the Lord.
我们读第三节的最后那一部分和第四节啊。所以众童女都爱你，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
The last part of verse 3 and to verse 4, therefore the virgins love you. Draw me away, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine. Rightly, do they love you?
好，我想第一个就是讲到起初的爱。
And it speaks of first love.
他说众童女都爱你。
The virgins love you.
我们知道当我们刚刚信主的时候，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
We know that when we first received the Lord, the Holy Spirit poured His love into us.
那个时候我们就得着一个向着主那个起初的爱。
So at that time, we have this first love toward the Lord.
非常单纯，非常美好的一个爱。
A very simple, beautiful love.
童女就是指，在圣经里面讲到童女就是讲到基督徒。
When the Bible speaks of virgins, it speaks of Christians.
就是讲到我们那一个对主专一没有被玷污过的爱。
That it speaks of that love that is not tainted. It's just that very pure love.
前段时间我在那个福音组里面有几位有几位刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹。
In the gospel group, I've met some who have just received the Lord, some brothers and sisters.
他们交通到自己信主得救信主的经历。
They share with us how they come to receive the Lord.
我们每一个信主有一段年日的弟兄姊妹，我们都很被触动。
And all of us who have believed in the Lord for a while, then we are touched.
因为我们看到他们里面有一个对主的单纯的爱慕。
We see that simple love and desire in their hearts.
所以我们知道，当我们刚刚信主的时候，这一个起初的爱的那个性质就已经在我们里面。
And we see that the nature of that first love is already in us when we first receive the Lord.
当我们的心向着主是单纯的。
When our hearts are simple toward Him.
我们就常常享受主的同在。
And we often experience His presence.
常常听到他向我们说话。
And we can often hear Him speaking to us.
虽然这个起初的爱的内容是不丰富的。
Even though, yes, indeed, the substance is not that full,
是带着天真和无知的。
It seems pretty naive and gullible.
There is innocence in
it. Innocence in it.
但是就着它的性质而言，我们已经一次永远的得着。
But speaking of that nature, we have already received it.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的遇见过主，
Brothers and sisters, if we truly have encountered the Lord,
如果我们曾经爱过主耶稣，
if we have loved our Lord Jesus before,
这一个爱的性质已经在我们里面。
The nature of this love is already in us.
不管我们信主的年日有多久，
no matter how long we have believed,
不管我们变得有多复杂，
and no matter how complicated we have become,
不管我们因着爱世界，我们失去了对主的单纯。
Maybe we have lost that simplicity because of our love for the world.
但是请我们记住，这个爱已经在我们里面。
But remember that this love is already in us.
如果我们失去了，
if we lose it,
我们要把它找回来。
We have to go look for it.
因为如果我们没有这一个起初的爱，
because if we do not have this first love,
我们就没有办法像这里这一位苏拉密语说的，愿你吸引我。我们就快跑跟随。
And we won't be able to be like the Sulamite saying, draw me, we will run after you.
好，最后我愿意交通爱慕主的自己。
I want to share lastly on loving the Lord himself.
好，还是这个，我们看第四节。
We'll look at verse 4.
他说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw me away, we will run after you.
这里我们给我们看见，唯有基督他自己是我们的吸引。
that Jesus Christ himself is what draws us.
我说他自己是我们的目标和爱慕。
He is our goal and our love.
他说是你吸引我。
It's you who draws me.
不是别的事物。
It's none else.
不是别的跟主有关的东西来吸引我。
It's not something else that has to do with God that draws me.
而是主的自己来吸引我。
That the Lord himself draws me.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要问一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves this question.
为何要跟随主？
Why do we follow the Lord?
我们看到在约翰福音里面，约翰的两个门徒跟随主的时候，主回过头来问他们，你们要什么？
And the followers of John the Baptist, you know, when the Lord turned around and asked him, what do you want?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也要问这个问题，我们要什么？
We have to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, what do we want?
我们看见唯有这一个吸引才能够带出真实的奉献。
We know that only this desire, this draw can, brings out the true consecration.
唯有这个吸引才能带出真实的跟随。
Only this can bring out and can draw out the true following.
有唯有这个吸引可以真正的影响我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
Then it can truly affect brothers and sisters around us.
我们常常盼望说人能够因着我们也起来跟随主，也因着我们的服事得着帮助。
We often desire that people can follow the Lord Jesus because of our service.
但我们今天是一个被主自己吸引的人吗？
But are we the ones who are being drawn to the Lord?
虽然我们都是很不一样的人。
Even though we are all very different.
但是当我们里面有一个真实对主的吸引的时候。
But when in us there's a true drawing of the Lord in us.
别人里面的主才能够有真正深渊的响应。
Then the other persons, they will echo with us.
并且我们看见这一个唯有这样的一个吸引才能带出对的属灵的果效。
And only such an attraction can bring out the true effectiveness, spiritual effectiveness.
才能把人是带到主的那里而不是带到我们自己这里。
Then man can be brought to God and not to us.
这里他说这里啊其实中文没有翻译出来但是他原文里面他这里加了 others, 就是 others.
In the original text that have others.
所以他说我们必因你欢喜快乐我们要称赞你的爱情。
It says we will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine.
我们看见这些童女他说我们是必因主而欢喜快乐称赞主的爱情。
The version here it says that we will be glad and rejoice in the Lord and we will remember the Lord's love.
他们没有说我们要称赞这一个苏拉密女没有。
They didn't say that they would be glad and rejoice at the Sunamite.
所以我们看见一个对的吸引产生出一个对的服事的果效。
That a right attraction will bring out a right effectiveness.
我们是不是以为自己服事很有果效呢？
Do we feel that our service have much effectiveness?
因为我们讲话有别人听，我们做事有人支持呢。
Because when we speak, others listen. When we do something, others support us.
但如果我们的服事只是把人带到我们的面前，这个果效是错的果效。
But if our service only brings men to us, then this is a wrong effectiveness.
并且唯有这样被主的吸引，才带出我们向主对的爱。
Only such an attraction will bring that our love will be a correct love toward the Lord.
他这里说他们爱你是理所当然的。
It says here rightly, do they love you?
啊，英文讲 rightly, uprightly, do they love you?
And in English it's rightly, uprightly, do they love you?
所以我们也可以这个其实这个真正这个翻译啊应该是他们乃是正直的爱你。
And that the translation should have been uprightly, do they love you?
所以我们看见我们爱神要爱对。
When we love the Lord, it has to be an upright love.
什么是对的爱神呢？
What does it mean to truly to be a rightful love of the Lord?
我们看诗篇十六篇。
We'll see Psalm 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心哪，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Oh, my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
第四节，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
And verse 4, the first part, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
所以我们看见一个对主对的爱是什么样的爱？
What is the right love before him?
就是把主放在我们心里面的首位。
That he has first place in our hearts.
就是主做我们追求的唯一的目标。
That he is the only goal in our pursuit.
在他以外，我们没有所爱的。
There is no love outside of him.
并且我们看见这一个对的爱产生出一个果效。
And this right upright love has a effectiveness.
这个果效就是以神为乐。
That it will rejoice in the Lord.
当我们对主没有一个对的爱的时候，我们以别的来代替耶和华的时候，我们里面就愁苦就加增了。
An upright love for the Lord, then we have joy. If not, our sorrows shall be multiplied.
所以我们要问，我们说我们要爱神，但是今天我们爱对了吗？
We said we want to love God, but today, did we love him with an upright love?
我们的生命中是不是充满了愁苦呢？
Are our lives filled with sorrow?
我们做了很多我们觉得爱神的事，但是我们里面也有喜乐吗？
We do a lot of things as if I'm saying that we love God, but are we truly joyful within?
我们说我们要结果子。
We say we want to bear fruit.
所以我们就很殷勤，我们就很积极的要去结果子。
So we're very diligent in bearing fruit.
好像看起来很爱主。
Outwardly it seems like we love the Lord.
但是我们要问一个问题，我们是否爱结果子过于爱主自己呢？
We have to ask a question, do we love bearing fruit more than loving the Lord himself?
当我们没有果子结出来的时候，我们是否还能够喜乐？
And when there is no fruit born, are we still joyful?
我们看见先知哈巴谷有这样的祷告。
We see that the prophet Habakkuk has such a prayer.
他说虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果。
And even though the fig and the grapevine do not bear fruit.
橄榄树也不效力。
And the olive tree.
这个我没有看这个内容。就是说橄榄树也没有结出果子。
And the olive tree did not bear fruit either.
但是他说我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
I still rejoice in the Lord of my salvation.
当我们服侍没有立马的好像有一个果效出来的时候，
And even though our service, you know, does not have an immediate effect,
我们是否就陷入了失望和愁苦中？
Do we fall into being hopeless or disappointment? Do we fall into disappointment and sorrow?
还是我们仍然能够像哈巴谷说的，我的心要以救我的神为乐？
Do we, like Habakkuk, that we can still say our heart rejoice in the God of our salvation?
所以今天如果我们不能让主居首位，
So today, if the Lord cannot reign in first place in our hearts,
如果我们主不是我们的目标，
And if the Lord is not our goal,
那我们爱神就没有爱对，
Then we love God, we didn't love rightly.
我们对主的爱就是在一个错误的道路中。
Then our love for the Lord is on a wrong path.
好，我想还有最后一点，这个我应该来不及交通，但是我想很快的说一下。
I want to share very quickly on the very last part.
这个是，这个也是在第四节里，他说，王带我进入内室。
That in the verse 4 it says the king has brought me into his chambers.
这一个内室的经历是我们维持对主新鲜、对主爱慕的一个道路。
This experience in the chambers is that it brings freshness in our following the Lord.
我们看见这个，它这个 chambers 是复数。
And the word chambers is plural.
也就是说，今天我们要持续不断的、多次的能够经历到、能够遇见主。
That today we have to continually experience our Lord.
上次我们弟兄伟修跟我们讲， 我们属灵的经历可以有两方面来看。
Brother Bench share with us that we can have two sides of the spiritual experience.
一个就是我们在外面会有许多的环境，会有许多的这个外面的经历。
On one side, the outwardly we'll have many experiences.
但是这一些经历也成为我们里面的经历。
And these experiences also is becomes inwardly what works out in us.
虽然我们看到在雅各书雅各里面给我们看到许许多多的图画。
And in the Song of Songs, we see many pictures.
有许许多多的情节，有许许多多的这个不同的场景。
There are different kind of different scenery before us.
但是实在说来，这所有的这些经历都是在内室中的经历。
But truly, all these experiences are in the chambers.
而在这个内室中有什么呢？
Well, what is in the chambers?
也许有很贵重的物件。
And something that's precious.
也许有很精致的装潢。
Very delicate stuff.
也许有非常整洁的摆设。
Very neat.
但是在这个内室中，最重要的是有王和幸福。
But most importantly, in this chamber, there is the king and the bride.
这个内室的经历是我们与主面对面，我们遇见主的经历。
And this experience in the chamber is when we face him, we are with the Lord face to face, and we experience him.
虽然我们经过许多的遭遇
，and maybe we have went through many experiences.
但是那一些的外面的环境，其实只是陪衬，只是背景。
And all these outward experiences are just the background.
真正重要的是主要带我们进入到能够遇见他，能够经历他。
What is most important, what is truly important is that he wants to lead us to experience him, to encounter him.
能够更加的被他来得着。
That to be apprehended by him.
能够更加的被带回到起初的爱中。
That we can be brought back to that first love.
让我们再一次能够对他有一个专一的爱慕。
That we can, again have this, single-heartedness towards him.
并且这个爱就变得更加的纯净，更加的丰富，更加的有分量，也更加的稳固。
It becomes more, pure and, more, steadfast.
这就把我们带进一个与主更深的连结当中。
And it brings us into a deeper, that we are joined deeply with the Lord.
好，我想这个就是我今天想要同弟兄姊妹有一些分享的点。
And this is my sharing with you, brothers and sisters.
我想我的负担很简单。
My burden is very simple.
就跟我们弟兄今天带的那首诗歌一样。
And it's very same with the song that our brother led today.
愿我们能够一同来默想我们与主的关系。
That we can come and ponder on our relationship with the Lord.
我们真实的能够回到他的面前。
That we truly come before him.
并且让主来恢复我们对着他那一个单纯的爱。
That we return to him and let him restore that simple, pure love that we have toward him.
求主救我们不落入老底家教会的光景。
That he save us from the condition of the church of Laodicea.
是以为自己是富足的。
That we should think that we are rich.
但是失去了对主的交与主的交通。
That we lost that fellowship with the Lord.
好，我的交通，我想今天就停在这里。我们一同最后有一点祷告。
We'll end the sharing with a prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，再把我们聚在你的爱中。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have once again gathered us here in your love.
主啊，愿我们能够听见你向我们说话。
Lord, may we hear what you speak to us.
主啊，愿你的爱再一次来吸引我们。
Lord, that your love would once again draw our hearts.
主啊，在这一个动乱的时代当中。
And in such chaotic times.
叫我们能够像摩西一样有智慧，能够数算我们自己的日子。
That we should be like Moses, that we have wisdom to count our days.
叫我们能够回到你的同在中。
That we return to your presence.
并且叫我们晓得，主啊，我们当如何在这个世上过日子。
that you know how we should live on this earth.
主啊，愿我们能够像这一个苏拉密女一样说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
That we, like the Sulamite, we can say, draw me away and we will run after thee.
好叫我们这一生能够被你做成这一首诗歌。
Lord, that this life we can make, be made into a song for thee.
能够在地上完成你的旨意。
That we can finish your purpose on this earth.
好叫我们一同能够在你的宝座面前，一同把荣耀归给你。
Lord, that we can give you all the glory before your throne.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Just to pray in Jesus' name, Amen.